Welcome to a paddock walk edition of the Talking Loose podcast with me, Hal Ridge, from Mondello Park, round four of the FIA European Rallycross Championship here in Ireland. Amazingly, Andreas Backerud won the final after a brilliant fight, despite Johan Kristoffersen having the ultimate pace all weekend in the Volkswagen Polo. A lot to talk about, as I'm sure you have seen on the broadcast if you're watching or listening to this podcast. Philip Mellon won again in RX4. Brilliant drive from Julien Meunier to win in RX3. And Armin Raag took a first victory in RX5. I might just leave Tierney Oliver holding the camera for the entire... No, I'll put my bag on with the camera. See if I can drop it this time. First of all, let's have a quick chat to Tierney Oliver.
Get away with that,
man. Well, unfortunately not, mate. You've got to make an appearance at some point. I think you were someone with some doubts about this track actually coming here, given that you'd... been involved a little bit in the British Championship round, but it's just been so much better than we expected. I think the racing's been great. The first couple of corners, plenty of action. Now, how have you felt it's gone?
It's been brilliant. I think the first couple of corners, you've got the grandstand in the background. It's a great kind of stadium atmosphere. It's been loads of action, hasn't it? It's just been a brilliant weekend.
You spend your life looking at the computer, clipping up stuff for social media, posting, and all those things you do as your creator. I can't remember your title. It's very long, isn't it? But what's been your highlight?
I'm all about the story and editorial for the championship. So having a close, I think it's 7 points between Backerud and Kristoffersen now. So we want to fight to get down to Lusada to the last round, to the last race. So seeing Backerud be able to sort of pull it off, even though without the pace, for me it's great.
And a great atmosphere here. We've both been here before for national championship events. This weekend took a massive step up, didn't it? Loads of appreciation for rallycross at this level here in Ireland.
Yeah, and also to the local promoter, they've done an amazing job here. Obviously, it's the first race here in Mondello for 30 years, so rallycross isn't new to them, but European Championship in this level is new, and I think it's been a great event. Loads of fans, it's just been brilliant.
Thank you, T. Good to see you. I see lots of T, actually, so it is always good to see him. Kasper Janssen on the side here. Can't see Kasper in the tent, but here is Kasper. Having a chat with Nicolas Granger. That guy there was a key part of the development of the Peugeot 208 WRX with Peugeot Sport and Hans Motorsport, holding a load of anti-roll bar bars. I'm going to have a quick chat with this guy. What are they watching? Well, they're watching the RX3 final. Damien, your brother produced something remarkable there in the RX3 final to claim victory. That was quite a drive, wasn't it?
Actually, I don't know because he just called me like a few minutes ago and we are going again to Stewart's room. I feel like really fair move. If I was in the steering, it should be more contact, to be honest. I'm most aggressive. And I think Julien managed well and fair to Gyökeres. So I don't know if someone protest or I don't know, but actually I'm just looking the move again on TV and I didn't see anything wrong, so... I let Julien and the supporter going to the tower and we will see what happened. But to be honest, if there is some penalty, I didn't understand why, because it's rallycross, you know? Okay, he got to the grass and I think the move will injure a lot of people and show that it's rallycross, you know? But actually, yeah, I'm feeling we are fair with Gyökeres, to be honest. And if there is some, like, black flag, I didn't understand. So we have to stop rallycross and make some practice, I think, and not the final. So let's see.
So we'll see what happens in not much time, I guess. Quick word for Michael Leonard, driving your Audi that you race in the French Championship. Difficult weekend, had a black flag earlier on, puncture as well, but just missed out on a final at his home round. As a team, you must be pretty satisfied with that.
Yeah, it's really good that to see the car and the work we improved last winter is working and it's paid, because Michael... I've small experience as a driver in European and also in rallycross. He was a circuit racing before, and now he showed the pace he can have, and the car is really good. So it's really good to see also the start we can fight with the top guys and so on. So yeah, it's almost a good weekend, just two punctures in the qualification. So we didn't take a lot of points, but we've been to the quarter, and Michael managed to be in the semi, and we missed the final for one position. So actually, we are really, really happy about the weekend. And okay, Michael was a bit disappointed for one position to miss the final, but the target was to be in the semi, and in semi, everything can happen. We are in top eight for the first time for the team, also in RX1, so we were really, really happy.
Thank you, mate. Good luck in the stewards, and good luck in Mayen next weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Demi Meunier, who just lost out on a victory at his home track, Pont de Rouen, last week. Oh, a trolley jack is the loudest thing in the world. I'm going to run after Casper Janssen. Why are they the loudest things on the planet, a trolley jack? Casper, what a shocking result for you, mate. It just didn't seem to work. Talk us through it.
No, not the best weekend for us. Yeah, some engine issue from the beginning, so we didn't find out it was strong. But now we will send the engine on rebuild to Lyak, so see if we can find more power there.
I see the gearbox is on the floor, sump guard's on the floor, intercooler's on. I guess the engine's out of the car, is it?
Yeah, it is. So we'll be sending it to rebuild it, so it's ready for a race to in Lyak, so it'll be good.
I don't think you've driven at Lyak before, have you? You drove in Legends last year in the FC2K, yeah. But it's some event that weekend. How much are you looking forward to going to France with a fresher engine at least?
Of course, it's going to be fun. Yeah, you know, it's a big event. You know, it's a lot of people, and the track is also quite fun, and it's also some good drivers that will be joining us. So that will be really fun to try to beat them also.
Thank you, Casper. Bad luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Casper Janssen, always good for a chat. As we take a look into the paddock, DA Racing having their tea in the catering. Team RX Racing. Maybe we'll catch up with someone from Team RX Racing a bit later on. I don't think anyone in terms of drivers is around at the moment. KMS drivers, I know, are not around because they've just been in the media pen, which I've been hosting with Andrew Coley. Here's a man we can grab quickly. And I'm going to head straight into DA Racing. Lot of rallycross history in here. Peter McGarry's Volkswagen Polo was competing in the open two-wheel drive category. He got absolutely fired off in the final by his teammate James Dean, but James was an absolute joy to have in rallycross this weekend. Here's a man I want to catch up with, Sean Hassett. Firstly, as a spotter for James Dean this weekend, what happened in the final, mate?
Oh, I told him to doze Pete out of the way. I had enough of Pete blocking us already in two corners in. I just said drive through him. No, a small miscalculation, but I think our closing speed on Peter was probably more than our... His speed was less than we had been dealing with the VX in front of us all day. So, caught us a bit by surprise, and unfortunately they got tangled together. And I suppose we probably weren't in the hunt for the win, which was really disappointing. Both myself and James were quite competitive people, and to not have that chance off the line to stick with the VX, I think we have a car that's more built for Scandinavia really than what we have here in Mondello. But it's a brilliant weekend from lap one of free practice. James was on it. He was only 0.2 off on that lap off the VX's quickest, so really, really impressive. I hope he can get back into rallycross soon, and possibly in a bigger car.
What a pleasure to have someone like James here with his following, his professionalism, his clear driving ability. It's refreshing, isn't it? And for me, it's always so exciting when you bring someone fresh to the discipline. Okay, he knew about rallycross, but to you and I live this, to bring someone in and get them to experience it and see how much they enjoy it is always really welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, unbelievable to see the amount of fans that he brought, the amount of his merchandise that was around. I think it even trumped Backroad here. He's just such a big name, not only in Ireland, but globally. And to have him in our car and to have him competing in rallycross is really, really good for us, for Irish rallycross and the sport as a whole. As I say, hopefully we can get him back, and hopefully we can get him into a supercar very soon. But it's not the easiest. He is 6'7", so he doesn't fit in many cars.
A mark of who he is and what he was trying to do, that Derek did offer him the opportunity to drive the Fiesta supercar when you were testing here doing the promo videos, but he was so focused on the rear-wheel drive thing, wanted to get that done and then see what happened. And most people would be too keen to try everything. I think it was a real indication as to how seriously he took this.
Yeah, exactly, and how quickly he adapted to this car, and especially the gravel. When we had, before the gravel was swept during the weekend, he was so quick down through that section. I think it goes to show when he gets into a four-wheel drive car, he will excel.
And for you, you work closely with Derek Towell. This is in the middle of a trio of big events, two French Championship rounds either side of this weekend, but you spend a lot of time at Mondello Park in significantly worse conditions, part of the Irish Championship. This has been a special weekend for the Irish contingent, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and in the time I'm talking to you, I can feel myself burning already in the sun. We're not used to this sort of weather in Ireland at all. But yeah, a strange weekend for me from the point of view. I've probably been with Derek for 8 years now, helping him with everything, with running the team and everything. And Yeah, first weekend that I actually haven't really been involved with Derek in a long, long time, so that was very strange. And he had a reasonably good weekend, but not with the ultimate pace. We've had a really good French championship, and hopefully next weekend I'm spotting for him in Curlabo, and hopefully we're back close to the top and we can give Genet and Mounier a good fight.
Thank you, Sean. Great to be here. Thank you for being on. We'll just grab a quick word with Derek. Sean's, are you Sean's right-hand man or Sean's left-hand man?
I feel like the apprentice these days, yeah.
Derek,
a lot going on.
You've invested
team.
You've invested so much in rallycross, both personally and in the Irish Championship here at Mondello Park. Title partner with your own business here this weekend for the event. Put your own driving to one side for a moment. How special has it been to bring this series back to Ireland, half an hour from your home, where maybe you never expected it to be?
Yeah, look, there were so many times it fell through the nest, so when it happened in the end it was almost impossible to believe, and there's a lot of fear because being around the world and seeing all the very best rallycross events, venues, different promoters, organisers, tracks, and you know, and people were saying to me, you know, you have to do this and you have to do that, and like, you know, France has this or Sweden has that, but it was like, do you know what, we gotta do what we gotta do. We gotta run an Irish event, and we can't do what all the others do. So we did run an Irish event, and I think it stood to us, and thousands of kids this weekend that I met who had seen their first rallycross, and they were loving it. So for me to see the kids, and then I heard the atmosphere in the stands was phenomenal. So from that point of view, I think, you know, it was a risk with the circus. I was nervous of it. It's obviously the traditional layouts I enjoy a lot, and it's so I was nervous of this new circuit, but thankfully the racing, and it seems to have been really good.
And for yourself, just quickly, engine change during free practice on Saturday morning set the tone a bit. You've been on the back of a strong run in the French series. I guess the weekend just didn't really come together for you how you would like it to have done.
No, it was really difficult. We were chasing all weekend. We were on the back foot, and with various technical issues we were carrying throughout the weekend. But a lot of it as a consequence of losing the engine before the event even began, and losing practice, and we were on the back foot, and then we just couldn't catch a break. So look, we've a lot of work to do for next weekend now in France. But yes, I felt as though I was never in a good position all weekend. I was always, but then it's European or world level, and it's very quickly to feel. It's easy to feel on the back foot. Pace was top 10 to 12, but I wanted more. I couldn't give more. I felt as though I could have given more, and I couldn't, which was frustrating. And we just, yeah, we never recovered. So, yeah, home event was always going to be really difficult, and it threw a grenade early on. You don't need that in home events. You need things to hit the ground running. So, but look, still, to get the semi-final was good, but to get into the final there was, you know, that final, you really need, everything needs to be 100%. So fighting little issues is not going to happen. But it's great to race the Europeans again. And I'm not sure, you have to tell me what they thought of the track. Or the venue.
Largely positive. Mostly overwhelmingly positive, I think. Something different, something exciting.
Okay, great. Good to hear. Yeah, that's because it's obviously important to what the drivers feel, and it's important. But I was talking to Patrick Jamal from Loyac there afterwards, and yeah, he was highly impressed with the event. So when a man like that's impressed, you know it's been pretty good.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you. Well done this weekend. Derek, straight off to in a minute. Sean has it saying, I need to go straight into the bar. Here's a man I'm going to intercept because he's marching, but he's not going to get away. Richard Brown.
Perfect timing.
Unusual for me. Did you ever, you've done rallycross a while now with different projects. GRC Beetles, works Volkswagen, or semi-works Volkswagen programmer, Petta, the KMS. Did you ever expect to be in your home country for a big rallycross event like this?
No, but it's really nice that it came here. And I think the track was well received. At least our drivers really liked it. So it's something unique in the championship, right? It's really fast straight, uphill braking, so they can really push the limits on this. Big challenge for us and the car to look after the tyres. I think they got a big welcome, and I hope we come back here. It'd be nice.
Me too, mate. Let's just have a quick rewind to last weekend. We're about to get run over by OC Vabe, or at least OC Vabe's car. You went to Goodwood, didn't you? But it was a last-minute call. I was doing the rally stage. Johan was on the hill, and when I was chatting to the boys in Julius, they didn't really know what they were getting themselves into, and I think it was an overnight call that dragged you there to take mirrors off, sump guards off, because Johan's a competitive animal, isn't he?
Yeah, so it's a PR event, isn't it? And Red Bull had invited him there, and the whole idea was to go. He was on in the timed, you know, we knew he was in the timed section from the beginning, the competitive section, but when his first run went up the hill and he was faster than that BMW Touring, that M3 Touring that did Nürburgring, and what we understand is that had no restrictor. So it was 780 horsepower, so then he was quite happy that he was faster than that. But of course, then the game start. So I was at home in Germany, and he called, as usual, all excited, and he was asking, okay, what else can we do, and we need to look at the setup. And I said, well, I'd be doing this all weekend anyway, so I may as well be in Goodwood doing this and enjoying the event, because it was 20 years since I was at that event last time.
Okay, why?
And so, yeah, basically I jumped in the car and drove there overnight, and I was there in the morning, and I'm glad I did, because I met so many old friends from ProDrive and from old rally days from Ireland, and also from Volkswagen days, and yeah, also from the US. So it was really good, really nice event. It's gone in the 20 years that I've, let's say, not been there. It's a huge event now. It's a really nice event. I recommend anyone to go there. It was really, really nice.
And for this weekend, I've never seen two drivers on the podium so disappointed in OC and Johan. Straight after the final, OC was absolutely gutted, actually, not to win and get it done. Yeah. Johan had the ultimate pace of everyone by at least half a second all weekend, and it just didn't work out. And you win so much, don't you? But sometimes that just works out like that.
Yeah, it's hard, I guess. You know, they're fresh out of the car there, and their emotions come to the top. So, and also for us as a team, maybe people think that we're only interested in first, which, okay, we're also really, really competitive as a team, and the drivers are also. But it's hard to take when the car had so much pace this weekend. It looked like, you know, for lap 4, 5 and 6, we could really look after our tyres better than the others, and we had pace towards the end that the others didn't. But it didn't pan out as a result. And, you know, that's also rallycross. I mean, it's not the easiest sport sometimes. There's a huge amount of variables. I guess a lot of people have kind of got used to, you know, Johan being really, really competitive and winning everything, but it shows that it's still a really hard sport. It's a nice format this year, though, with the Euro. It's really nice. You know, there's much less games than there was with the electric cars, or when we were trying to mix the two technologies and things. So now it's just, in some ways, back to the good old days. You know, it's really nice.
Thank you, mate. Well done. See you in Lowyack. Richard Brown, the engineering mastermind behind the KMS program, the 601 RX. We need to duck around Caleb Howard of RVC30, that lost a wheel away from the start line. Andreas Backerud relentlessly doing PR. I'm going to climb over the awning. I'm going to grab a word with this man, Alexei Koskinen, who hates being interviewed, which makes me more motivated to do it. Heppe will be in a minute, but he's going to run away. Alexei, tough weekend for all of the set run cars. It feels like they've been in the thick of the action the entire time, but you've known Andreas a long time. Extra special to see him win after such a hard fight with the KMS drivers.
Yeah, of course it feels always good to win, and I will guess as the fights were being so hard with those guys, it's especially good feeling to beat them. Of course they are also have been the pacemakers of the paddock for last year, so of course, it's special in that way that you are able to really beat those guys. So, and that for sure our aim for the last or the rest of the year also.
On a personal level, Jonny Tuppainen, the driver you work with most closely in this team, he's remarkable, isn't he? He came in last year to European Championship and really set a benchmark when he did that one-off event in Sweden. But this year, he's not only a very competitive driver, but he's becoming
cannot speak now.
No, I would. I haven't got enough hands. Beer's getting handed round in backwards team. Yonny's becoming such a great character, isn't he, in this championship? And we know he's a super quick driver, but it's not just about being fast, is it? And he's being, he's developing so fast.
Yeah, that's really nice to see. I must admit, I didn't have any expectations for him for this year, just more or less trying to be on the finals. So it has been quite a big pleasure, actually, to see that he can deliver almost every race. Of course, like in Hurley, yes, maybe that was a bit learning curve for him, what happened in there, but that's also our goal in here with him, that learn on all the tracks and, you know, be in the final as much as possible. And he have been delivering that quite well this year, so let's hope rest of the races goes also that way. And also I think, of course, when your driver is not on the podium, it's of course always a bit of disappointment. But like we were chatting with Jussi after the race, he was saying, "Guy is 17 and he's driving 15-year-old car, so maybe we can all sometimes have a you know, bit calmer with him, you know, that's you know what I mean."
And internally for you within Set, you're very good friends with Topi Häkkinen and you work together a lot in the future. Always good for you to beat him when he's spotting for the other Set driver.
Of course, that's the biggest goal.
Thank you, Alexei. Well done this weekend. We're going to jump in as Alexei grabs a beer from Andreas's horde of Norwegian family and fans.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure to see you.
Seeing Alexei for the first time. Andreas, I interviewed you straight out of the car in the broadcast. I had no expectation you were going to win that, to be honest. Johan's had such amazing outright pace this weekend, hasn't he? But that's not how rallycross works, and you really managed that race well. The KMS boys got a bit stuck into each other. You did what you needed to do. Actually, your best pace of the weekend, I think, at the end. How does it feel?
No, of course it feels good, like standing here with all the Backer Blues, Bergmo Sport Evolution, all our a lot of our partners are here. It feels incredible catching up to Johan, and you know, only 7 points in the championship gives us a chance again, you know. I think we played our cards the best we could all weekend, tried to stay away from trouble, and I knew when I need it, I can put it in there, but we are trying to develop as we go. So some of the heats aren't quite really good. Some are. Sometimes we take a few steps back, and then sometimes we take a step forward, like this warm-up this morning. It's tough, you know. KMS, they have such an advantage on us on track, where we have a little bit more on the start. So we need to give away some of the starts to be able to go fast, and yeah, you need to end up in the right position for the final. And to be in pole, that was my target for the final. And then I knew when I saw first Baby was chasing me, then he jokered, then Johan chased me and closed the gap. Then I didn't put everything together yet because I knew I need tires. When he jokered, then I need to put everything in. I did one slight mistake in the final, but you need to see the lap times I did. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 I did a slight mistake in turn 3. So if you could put it up here now, that'd be awesome. I think like that's the speed we had. So I think basically we are on a final like this, we're probably half a second compared to their fastest lap. But then when I want, I can take 0.2 more.
This game is bonkers, isn't it? Because you were so disappointed after Julius. It just hadn't worked out how you wanted it to. And it's so easy to think, maybe this isn't it. Maybe I need to go and do something else. And then you have this, and you're back on a high again. And yeah, it's just such a roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah, and also I didn't want to say anything to anybody, but I was a bit sick since Hungary. I was no energy, with a big thing going on back home. We did a lot of stuff, and I was basically tired. I was sleeping between the races, something I never do. I never have a power nap in my whole life. Oh, well, sometimes. If my girlfriend looks at this, then she's like, "You're lying." But I very rarely do. And in between races, I was sleeping. So Hollies was Hollies. Felt great Saturday, Sunday when the track changes completely. Then we had nothing to come bring to the table. You saw also Jonny and Juha was struggling as well. So as a team, we failed a bit there.
You're doing this with your friends and family and set promotion as well, of course. How much are you looking forward to taking this close group of people to Loeak, somewhere you know well, in a few weeks' time?
To be honest, I wish everyone could experience Loeak. Like, not only my fans, but everyone watching and listening in, because it's such a hardcore rallycross area. Bretagne in France, close to Rennes. It's awesome. I expect 80,000 people there this in 6 weeks' time, and I think it's going to be a heck of a show. I think also, you know, it's a tricky race. A lot of drivers, a lot of different drivers. You need to play the long game, not the short game, and it's going to be another tough one.
Thanks, Andreas. See you there. Andreas Backerud, absolute legend of this paddock. Pierre, one of his biggest fans. In the awning as well, I'm going to sneak through, and I just saw Jens Vaal. Lots of Backerud fans enjoying a beer or two. I'm going to look for Jens Vaal quickly because he was just in the background there, and then did a bit of a disappearing act. 11 Motorsport on my left, just packing up. Let's go down this way. Mondello's. I'm still confused by Mondello's layout, given it looks so different to normal. Normally for an Irish Championship event, there would be a garages in use for the supercars. Rafos and Co may have gone. They have. They've packed the truck up. Let's have a pop down here and have a look what's going on. Bicorder Racing. This is Anton Seppo, who's got the rear diff out of the Skoda Fabia. Anton's had a shocking run of events, really, given his potential pace. Martin Enlund's team just loading up in the paddock with a Ford Fiesta. Martin had a fairly strong weekend on a circuit, I would say, that doesn't necessarily suit the Swedish driver. Am I going to wait long enough for him to get out of the car? Let's see as he's loading up. No, I think we will potentially give that a miss. Armin Raag and his car still not back from Port Ferme. Oh, brilliant. Martin just crashed into the back of his race bus. Back a bit, mate. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that front bumper's needing a bit of repair anyway. Who's here at Paye Competition? Is Fabian still around? Doesn't appear to be. Patrick Germain from Loeak chatting to Paye Competition. Christian Szabo here spotting for Rytis Gerkles. Still chatting. Christian Szabo still talking. I'm going to grab you. Chris, I'm going to jump in quickly. Driver. I'll talk to you quickly. I've spoken to Rytis in the broadcast. What's the outcome of the final, or what's going on?
There's no decision yet. They made a hearing. I made a protest. I don't know.
What are you protesting specifically?
Specifically driving outside of track limits, which there is a rule. Actually, usually it's like 3 to 9 seconds, whatever, first offense. Yeah, or it's up to stewards. So now, of course, the stewards will decide. I mean, that's a fact. He was driving. Still, they can see differently. But, I mean, we had to try it. I don't see it as very correct, but yeah, this is racing. I mean, I'm here to do my best and in every perspective, so I feel we had to do it now.
So for context, you're here working with Rytis' team, you spot with him, you spot for him, you work on the data, and you're also kind of in the team manager role of dealing with these situations with the stewards, and you're talking about the start of the RX3 final, T2, I guess, the exit of T2.
Yeah, not exit of turn one. So between turn one and turn two, he went wide of the track.
Okay, and how long is that process? How long do you think you have to wait?
I don't know. He said it will take a while. But I think in a few minutes we have a decision, I guess.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Thanks. Quick word of your driver, Rytis. Okay, you're waiting for a decision, but overall this circuit, I feel like you've really had the pace this weekend. From a performance point of view, it's been pretty solid.
Yeah, I think we improved a lot, like from the last couple of events, like all qualifying we won, so it's really nice. I'm happy with my result there, but yeah, obviously it was good semi-final, but just something happened in the final and it was just bad. You know how it goes, so yeah, looking what the stewards will say and looking forward to France, and I think it will be a great event there. A lot of people.
They love rallycross in Loeac, don't they? Have you been there before?
No, I hadn't been there, but I'm looking to see it. And I think it will be similar to here, like the gravel parts and everything, and it's similar to Riga. I think it will be okay.
Thank you, Regis. Well done this weekend. We will see you in Loeac. Has Martin Enlund got out of his car yet? No, I'm going to have a quick word with Patrick Chaman, who's leaning against the Paio competition truck. Patrick, you're up next. No one can wait to come to Loeac. It's going to be such a special weekend. How much are you looking forward to the European Championship coming back home to France?
We are pleased and we are ready. Not yet ready, but a lot of work. Very good event in Ireland, sure. It's a good track and a good atmosphere. So we are now ready to do the same and to make the event for our 50th anniversary.
There's lots of chat about the number of RX1 cars, supercars. You've got French Championship running with the British Championship in one aspect and then the European Championship. How many supercars are you expecting in total?
Actually, we have 27 supercars in the French Championship with British Three Nations Championship and 28 supercars for Euro. So I think we will reach 60 supercars, or just 60 supercars. So in the past we have 55 with Euro and World, over 55 record, the rallycross of the stick. So.
And it's going to be special for you to bring this championship back to France, and it's always a special weekend in Loeac, and together with the French Championship there'll be a lot of cars overall, won't there?
Yes, we have 180 cars, and we start the meeting on Friday with practice. And my wish is what to have the same level of exposition with France Euro. So we have 8 series, French Euro, French Euro, exactly the same level that we have last year. And I'm sure that it will be a success. And so I would say more that we are very confident on that.
We don't need to sell Loeac, it sells itself, but what would you say to anyone that's never been before? Why should they come to watch in Loeac in a few weeks?
We have a strong moment at the end of Friday at 6 p.m. because you have a parade in the village. It's absolutely crazy, everybody now, it's crazy for drivers, for public. It's a free entry, so we have a lot of people. We have also a big change, we have a big museum, Manoir Automobile. So there are many things to see. So the manoir, the race, the parade, the atmosphere. You have also old driver who was at the first round in 1976, Henri Pescarolo, four times winner of the 24 Hours of Le Mans, Jean Ragnotti, a legend in the rally. And they were at the first rallycross, and they came 50 years after with Michel Hommel to also have our historic, our legend together for the new rallycross.
I can't wait. Thank you, Patrick. See you in a few weeks.
Thank you, Al.
Patrick Chaman, who heads up the massive team of volunteers at Loeac to put that event on. Martin's in the back of the bus. I'm going to climb in because you look... Mate, you just crashed into the back of the bus.
Yeah, I mean, we need to pack this shit up.
I guess the front bumper's probably needed some repair after this weekend as it is.
Yeah, I mean, I've been into some traffic and I bumped into some cars just slightly, just minors, but still, I mean, the rear bumper is intact at least, so that's maybe a good sign. We'll see. at least we are going to France now, so that's exciting. I've never been there before, so that's very exciting.
We were just chatting to Patrick Germain. Looks like there's going to be 60-odd supercars across the French and European series. Another circuit that maybe doesn't necessarily suit your style, but I think you can put that to bed a little bit because you were quick this weekend on a track that really suits the circuit racing drivers.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't really been my strongest circuit, but otherwise we have actually shown some great pace actually, and to be outside top five is where we are at the moment, and it's very difficult, it's very hard to be even higher than that, but we will absolutely try to gain even more speed for the next upcoming events.
And this new car for this year, it's a bit of an amalgamation of what you had before in a new chassis, McPherson suspension, in a Rally 2-based concept, isn't it? How do you feel you're getting on top of the car now? Because it's tough racing and learning at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We are setting up the car, we are trying new things to get more comfortable in the car and also finding pace in the car. So it's a lot of things happening at the same time, but we are getting better and better each week, and then it's very good to test on the race weekends, because otherwise you can't be testing and get the top times at home, so you're at the right spot at the right time to test it properly.
Thank you, Martin. Great to have you here. See you in Lauriac. Sorry, guys, for holding you up. Jump out of the back of the truck. Right, let's head back up the paddock. The Mondello paddock is on much more of a hill than you ever remember, unless you're marching around with a microphone. I find out that to my cost this weekend, running around doing the interviews in between the commentary. Quarter racing on the left. Some of the officials still discussing, I guess they might be discussing, the RX3 final result. Allincool.com Munich Motorsport team have well packed up. The awning's down, cars in the trucks, everything ready to roll. Back to Germany for those guys ahead of Lowiak. Up towards Volland Racing now. Murray Motorsport also packed up with their two trucks, although they have far less distance to go to get home, based in Dublin. Munich competition, we've grabbed those guys. There is Fabien Payet, so I'm not going to avoid running at this stage, being a busy weekend, but just have a quick... He's got a bright pink suitcase, that's very stylish. Oh, I'm going to have to run now because he's running away. Fabien Payet with his very trendy suitcase. I'm sure he's due to get a flight. Look at that, mate, gold handle and everything.
That's not mine.
It looks like yours.
Yeah.
And it's got
some
charging port. Nah, it's definitely yours. But what a terrible weekend.
You know to pick the moment, right?
Yeah, always. Yeah. There's so much potential in you in this McGowan, isn't there? When it's going right, it's really good. But you're having a tough run of it at the moment.
Yeah, it's been a nightmare of a weekend, definitely. We had we've had an issue, the same issue on the engine that we got in Riga. But we thought it was an engine issue, but it's only a consequence of something else that we have not really found out yet. So yeah, now the Megane is behind me. We took off the engine again, so it's going back to ProDrive. So they are going to check this out, and hopefully we can find a solution. But yeah, definitely when it's working, we saw that we had quite a good pace in Olias. And here, I mean, I didn't do a single clean lap with the full pace or the full engine working correctly. But even without that, we saw that we were able to do some good laps. So. There is definitely, I think, a lot of pace in this car. But yeah, we need to put everything together, and then when it will be done, I think it will be good.
You were planning to race the car next weekend in Kelebo. What's the situation there?
Yeah, the situation is that the engine is going to pull live, so hopefully it will arrive tomorrow, and then we'll see from there.
Yeah. Is there a potential to use a Peugeot next weekend, or will you draw a line under it if you don't take them again?
Jonathan is going to drive his Peugeot, and... the other one is rented, so yeah, I don't know. We need to discuss with the team. Right now I just come back from the airport because I dropped our engineer to the airport, so we didn't have the time to discuss yet, but it's going to be tough to be there with them again. Yeah.
I guess the main priority for you is to try and get ready for Lowiak, because that's going to be a big weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, we need to be ready for Lowiak, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you, Fabien. We'll let you go with your stylish suitcase. Fabien Payet, one of the gentlemen of this paddock. Marcus Rosrud in the bus and trailer heading back to Norway. And we are going to take a quick run back up the paddock and see if we can just scoop up anyone from KMS other than Richard Brown, who we spoke to so far. Right in the back of Set Promotion. Getting all sorts of text messages about who I need to take back to the airport later on. Philip Mellon's team, Philip not around. He's turning into one of the star characters of this championship. Now he can't get away. Nicolas Granger. I was trying to explain to the viewers your history in this sport before, but that was helped because you were carrying around some anti-roll bars. You're an absolute Peugeot 208 geek, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I started with Peugeot Sport a long time ago. Now I'm not too old. Are you speaking on TV somewhere? Oh, there. Yeah. Sorry. Hello. And we designed this car when the FIA WRX grew up. So we created the category, let's say. It was European Championship in 2012 and 13. We started to design with Hansen Motorsport some car until 2018, I think, 2019 to World Champion with Timmy Hansen, and we designed many of cars. So quite all 208 still on the paddock, are built by Peugeot Sport during all these beautiful years of my life, and still there. That's quite boring. In all, yes. In the paddock there is Vincent from Oreca, me and Kenneth Hansen, and this car finished third. So we say now it's time to have new people. So feel free to come and enjoy this beautiful event and races.
But you still love it dearly, don't you? Yeah. You're well into this sport, and it's so nice that European Rallycross is going in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's like 100 meter in athletics. It's the best. I make some Dakar, some rally, WEC, but there is some adrenaline and always fighting, and you can come back. And I never expect 5 years ago to be back now today with you to speak about that. So yeah, I think there is something great now that will be the future, and that will be the motorsport. There is horsepower, fans, noise, beautiful days.
Next up is Loic. I know that's close to your heart. You're running a lot of cars with your 11 Motorsport team, and a special driver as well in supercar there.
Yeah, it's not only a driver, it's a friend now. We will have something like between 10 and 12 cars. We don't know exactly, but from singer, songwriter to famous driver. We accommodate some people also in French Championship because there is double heater, European Championship and French. So three supercars for us. We have David Janet also. So it's been a lot of job, but it's a pleasure for us to do that.
And a pleasure to work with Sebastian Loeb always, I guess, when he's driving one of your cars.
Yeah, because we designed this car with him, and we want to do this event because we will restart a 17 car, brand rebuilt car, and this car was this one beat the last race with him. So 10 years after, 17 to 16, 10 years, he's come back to his car, and this is the grandmother of all the other 208 in the paddock, so that makes me something, let's say, something strange, not nostalgic, but something good vibes.
Motivation.
Yeah.
And I know you've been very specific about the details of this car. It's got the correct wishbones, it's got the correct everything to its history, because you know exactly what it had on it and you know exactly what it needed to put it back correctly.
We are back completely at the specification on 17 in Lidenil, spec 1. So it's quite tricky to find the part because now it starts to be mixed everywhere in the paddocks, but everyone accommodates us so much. I can thank the O'Donovan teams, I can thank the Paillet teams, everyone, the Dubourg teams, everyone try to accommodate us. It's that very fun to pick up parts around and explain why we do that at this time. So this car will be brand new, manufacturer rebuilt on the spec, and maybe we'll put it on the museum after this event and never come back anymore.
Quick answer, can Sebastian win in Loic?
Yes. Well, it's not an answer. It's a goal for me. It's our duty to put this car back. Okay, there is some good fighter around, but we are not there only to drink beer. Okay, I say beer, pretty sure it's for beer and turbo, but now it will be on the road and on tires. So let's do everything to put it on the right way. We'll start next week. We will restart the machine next week. and first test with Davy, will accommodate us to make it. And after some rollout, Sebastian come in some days during 3 days with us to prepare this event like maximum that we do.
Send me a video of the first startup.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you, mate. This is why I love doing these Paddle Walk podcasts, because we don't get to speak to all these people normally. And in my previous life, or continuing life as a on the written word, you don't really get the same feeling as speaking to someone like Nicola, who is so deeply ingrained in this sport. And what he's doing in recreating that Peugeot 208 is very special indeed. I'm going to grab this man very quickly. We've already got Sean Hassett, so we've had the main guy. James, just quickly, mate. Welcome to Rallycross. You fired off your teammate.
I did.
It's Spotter's fault, definitely yeah, Spotter's fault.
Yeah.
Overall, you joined Andrew in commentary. I know you enjoyed rallycross in the past from the sidelines. How is it being involved in this weekend?
Just unbelievable experience. Like, no expectations coming in here this weekend. And honestly, my goal that I set myself was at least make a semi-final, hopefully a final. Like, that was my target. And like, once we were in the main show, I was happy with that. But then once we knew we were kind of on the pace from practice and in qualifying, P2 pretty much all weekend. Won our first semi-final heat and second in the finals after a dramatic final. But, you know, I got the full rallycross experience and way better than I expected. Yeah, huge shout out to the Parts for Cars team and everyone looking out for us. A great car, and really enjoyed the entire experience. Unreal.
This is a hugely addictive game. I'm sure you're super busy in everything you do, but I get the feeling that this might not be the last we see of you.
I hope not. As I said many times before, if there was ever a sport that I'd love to try, it's rallycross. Now I got my first real taste for it. I know what it's all about. Every time you're learning after launches, like joker laps, like, okay, don't joker this lap, do depending what the other car does. Like, so much happening. You have to be sharp with your decisions and, you know, keep it neat and tidy. Even when things go wrong, still don't like lose the run of yourself. And like, I really had the full experience of everything, I feel like, from that final. And it's definitely addictive, as you've said, and I'm sure I'll be back at some point.
Thank you, mate. Great to have you here. James Dean being an absolute star of this weekend as part of Toll's squad. Almost full circle, having talked to Sean Hassett at the start of this podcast. Let's have a quick look up here, because I wanted to get a quick word with one of the O'Donovans, if possible, just to sum up what was a bit of a catastrophe, let's face it, in the semi-finals when they could both have made the final. And let's see, yes, Ollie's around the back here. Ollie was feeling absolutely terrible on the first day. Packing up the hospitality side of the team. Ollie, on a positive note, I think you've been feeling a lot better today, haven't you? But on the less positive side, that just didn't work out how you really wanted it to go in the semis.
Not really any. Initially, I had a great pace. I did a cracked brake disc or whatever. I had brake fade anyway. And I told my spotter I had brake fade on lap two. I knew Patrick was behind me, and he told me the joker, and I kind of disagreed with it. I actually went back in the radio and said, no, Patrick's your joker, because I can stay where I am for another lap or two and give him a chance to joker and gap up again. But no, I was told three times, joker, joker, joker. So I went into joker, and I think that was where Team RX Racing as a team made a big mistake.
A disappointing finish, but ultimately you've had some struggles with starts and stuff in the last couple of rounds, and the pace maybe hasn't been where. Let's face it, when you came here last October in that same car, you were really quick. And I feel like this weekend you've had great starts. Orica have put in a big shift to sort that out for you. But also you've looked like you've had that same sort of feeling that you had last year when you drove that car here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I love the car. It's what, my fourth event in the car. Latvia was really the worst event I had in the car. I just wasn't comfortable in it, didn't do anything. I had an awful lot of understeer and all that. We made big improvements in Hungary, and we made bigger improvements again in Sweden, though it was short-lived. But from the outset here, the car was absolutely brilliant. The understeer wasn't in it. The car did what I wanted to do. And basically what let me down over the weekend was brakes. I think we're just running too small a brake disc, and I think we've cracked 9-10 sets of brake discs over the weekend.
It's a big stop at the end of the straight here, isn't it?
It is, it's a big stop at the end of the straight. I mean, listen, the track was brilliant. The track was better than I thought. I'd still like to see a chicane after turn two, right in front of the grandstand there, just under the bridge. The space is there for it. It would take 180 metres off the straight, which would be a big help to everybody.
Two quick things. Firstly, European Rallycross here in Ireland. You've had loads of family and friends around. That must have been a pretty special thing in itself.
Yeah, it was. It was very special. I mean, it was great. I mean, I'm still an Irishman at the end of the day. And it was great for Mondello. They worked very hard and put on a great event. You know, can't knock them.
Next up, Lowick. I know you're very fond of going to Lowick. You've done that event a lot of times. It's going to be a special weekend for you anyway. But how much are you looking forward to going and taking part there with 60-odd supercars?
Looking forward to it. I like Lowick. I mean, it's not a real great driver's track. It's a great spectator track, but I seem to work well on it because it's tight and twisty and it suits me.
Thank you, Ollie. See you there. Turn that way because there's loads of people trying to get in the back of the shot and I'm going to avoid all of them intentionally. Right, I'm going to wrap up. Teams are packing up to hit the road. All of them will be going home from this weekend. We've got 6 weeks until the next round of Euro RX. At Lowick, I cannot wait for that event. There'll be a lot of Peugeot 208s just like these ones in Team RX Racing. It's going to be absolutely amazing. If I cannot recommend enough to anyone an event to go to, it must be the Lowick weekend. It's very special, as Patrick Germain already described. This has been a Turn 1 production for Talking Loose. Keep an eye out for the social media channels because we will return with a real podcast very soon.